The results of the 2016 Arkansas poll are out. At about 8 this morning, the latest poll numbers were released. And about an hour later, Dr. Janine Perry, the designer and analyzer of the poll, and a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
Well, I think one of the things we need to point out is that we asked them what's the most important problem or issue facing people Arkansas today, but particularly in election years, it always gets conflated with national messaging and the national agenda.
And that thought completed in just a moment. I should also tell you that in the studio this morning was Andy Brownback, an assistant professor of economics, who collaborated on the poll this year with something called a list experiment that might allow pollsters to perhaps obtain answers we don't always specifically want to share with them. We'll have much more about that process on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large. Now, as Janine Perry was just saying, Arkansans this year again seem to be concerned with many of the same issues we've been concerned with since the inaugural Arkansas poll in 1999.
We asked them what's the most important problem or issue facing people Arkansas today, but particularly in election years, it always gets conflated with national messaging and the national agenda. So I would hope that people know that Arkansas's unemployment rate is lower than the national average, but if hopes were facts,
right?
I would be in a different line of work. So I think this is mainly just about it's a reflection of the talk that's happening in the national dialogue and particularly, of course, the national presidential election. That said, the other thing I would add is that with the exception of 2014 and 2016 and then also 2011, you really just see over and over again three issues rise to the top. And I tend to be most interested in long-term patterns. And they're always the economy, healthcare, and education. Education lately seems to take a little bit more of a backseat to politicians and politics. So people are honest about whatever's on their mind at that moment. And that tends to be the thing that we've recorded most the last couple of years. But there's not as much movement as the rank order of one, two, three sometimes suggests.
It has to be somewhat interesting for you also to see how we, the citizenry, interpret a poll, because we want to latch on to the one figure that jumps out, as I just did.
Yeah, and I know we have a tendency, and I do too, to look at something being the highest of all the years or the lowest of all the years, even if it's a 1-point difference from last year. So I think that's just human nature. And the thing I just have to tell myself, but not expect from other people, even the miracle that is you, is I have to just kind of realize that is part of human patterns, to look for outliers or look for the big thing, the next big thing. And just to know that my job is to try to rein people back in and say, but look at 18 years worth of data and the long-term patterns are much more interesting. I know they're smoother. The pace is glacial. But let's kind of step back. And thankfully, I have media who allowed me to do that from time to time.
Well, okay. I did notice a pattern.
Yes.
And I want to ask about this. Because in if you look back at people asked about their approval rating of U.S. senators from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Blanche Lincoln from 01 to 09, it wasn't asked every year, but from the years in that 8-year period, it went from 51% approval to 43% approval. Mm-hmm. Then she loses her bid for reelection. Senator John Bozeman, a Republican incumbent, from 11 to 16, has been consistently lower than Blanche Lincoln's approval numbers, from 40 to 35, mm-hmm. yet 61% of respondents say they will vote for him. Are we just generally more dissatisfied with our politicians than we used to be?
I think that's an interesting question, and this is where I'll probably make everybody crazy and say, well, maybe in the last almost 20 years, but if we look at it over the long arc of history, I think what you're seeing there is what's happened to D.C.-connected incumbents really for election cycles dating back to 08 or 2010, and that's always been the case, but even more significantly in the current highly polarized political environment, which is it's just hard to be connected to D.C. You're going to take a hit. I was looking, in fact, just this morning at some of the recent data on congressional approval ratings generically and nationally, and many of your listeners will know that that's been between 12 and 15% over the last couple of years. So it is at a record low. So really, if you, in John Bozeman's defense, a 38% approval rating is not
right.
Half bad.
Yeah, and that's it wasn't to point out one or the other. It was just that it
yes.
seems as though the general opinion of federal politicians with national ties has eroded.
I think that's fair. And I think that if you looked at the national patterns, whether it's generic approval or if you were to look at individual U.S. House members, individual U.S. Senate members in other states, you would find a very similar pattern. Interestingly, however, governors get a pass.
Except for one kind of year where Governor Huckabee, going back, kind of slipped a little bit. Mm-hmm. Huckabee, Beebe, Asa Hutchinson have all had robust approval numbers.
They are, and they hold pretty steady. Occasionally, they will get brought down by a fierce election battle or a policy battle. And I remember for Huckabee that year, we were talking about school consolidation. And so I think that's what happened there. But Arkansas governors do better than most, but governors do better than D.C. politicians.
Because you just connected more, perhaps? I mean,
I think so. There's actually some interesting scholarly research about public figures in small states actually having more robust approval ratings. Because they are less disconnected. People know who they are and or they knew the family back in the day. And Arkansas would certainly fit that bill. But then it doesn't translate to D.C. because increasingly so much of our media is focused on national messaging and national news. The decline of local news coverage, as I'm sure you know, is something that we're seeing reflected in a lot of these numbers.
One last point. 49% of respondents give journalists average or better than average ethical status. Almost half of Arkansans think that journalists are at least average ethically.
You might be putting up a low bar, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these are interesting. Ray McCaffrey and others over in the journalism department and the Center for Ethics in particular have asked me to run this for a couple years running. So it's another thing that we'd like to track over time. It may not be one that we do every year. I was thinking we should probably move it off election year cycles to see how much the gauge changes. But yeah, I thought that and the media consumption things this year were also really interesting.
Yeah, 41% say they have not seen a newspaper in the last week, not read a newspaper in the last week, and 20% not even television news. Now, that's not mutually exclusive. You might have seen TV and read the paper or vice versa, but still.
Yeah, I think these data are really interesting, and I look forward to talking about them again in, 5 or 10 or 20 years. But the social scientist in me, the professor at a university, feels a little saddened by the lack of attention to print news, where we know empirically the highest quality information lives. But it's a reality, and we're going to try not to get engaged in wishes, and we'll just note it for what it is, and think more about how people consume news, and how maybe we can get them to consume more news in a format with which they're comfortable.
Dr. Jeanine Perry is the director of the Arkansas Poll and a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. The 2016 edition of the poll was released this morning, and among other things that it revealed, 59% of Arkansans say they support Donald Trump for the White House, 61% say they support reelecting Republican Senator John Bozeman, and 51% say they are for Measure 6, the Medical Marijuana Amendment. You can learn far more about this year's poll online by just putting in Arkansas poll into a search engine. And there was much more discussion about the poll at the Carver Center for Public Radio this morning, including Andy Brownback, an assistant professor of economics, giving us details about something called a list experiment that was contained in this year's poll. We'll hear from him on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.